following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi everyone, how's it going? I'm here in my mother's house. This is my mother's house. This is my mother. Wait, that's my son. This is my mother.
Hi.
Mother, son. So, hey, welcome.
Hi.
We are... All right. We're here. It's Christmas almost. It's coming. We're preparing for Christmas. We've got a little preparation idea for you that we talked a little bit about last week, but we are going to probably talk about it again today. But before we do that, I wanted to ask these two on the couch with me what their favorite Christmas memory is. Jack, when you think about Christmas, what is something that you think about?
I think about going to grandma's house.
What's grandma? And?
And hanging out with them and eating dinner. And
wait, which grandma's? Grandma Joy's dinner usually.
Grandma Karen.
Grandma Karen is breakfast.
We don't eat dinner.
And then Grandma Joy.
And Papa Bill.
We go Papa Bill and we eat there and the food's really good.
Yep. And you have been blessed to get presents at both houses.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And your house.
And our house. You have like three stops along the way of presents. I think I only had, I had three.
You did.
My grandma, her mom and dad, I had that in Whittier. And then we would drive home here, open presents. And then we'd drive
up to Grandma Wilson's.
My other grandma's. So you get the same thing. How lucky we are. What's your, one of your favorite?
I didn't get to go to two grandma's house. Actually, I didn't get to go to any grandma's house because my grandma lived in Indiana.
Yep.
And my favorite thing of Christmas is when family comes.
Here?
Yes.
Oh.
I love that.
But like when you were little.
I was little, I used to go to a friend that we called grandma. She lived on an orange ranch and we got to pick oranges and
have chop chickens.
Big kill chickens.
Oh. Yep.
And eat lots of good food. And the whole family sat around the table, which is bigger than the table we have here. And we put the food on the table and we passed it. If we didn't set it up in the kitchen.
Oh, no, there was no buffet.
No buffet.
Buffet. It was pass. Each person had to take turns passing the plate. My things have changed now.
Yes, they have.
So here's the thing. Bethany and I actually last week talked about the Christmas Advent wreath. And then my mom got one for us to look at as an example. So here, and this is actually one of my Christmas memories in the churches that I grew up in. This is an Advent wreath, in case you have never seen one. And really what it does is, did you want to tell us what it does, or am I telling
you? You're telling what it does.
It just gives you preparation for preparing your heart for Christmas. And if you can see it correctly here, there's five candles. There's four on the outside and one in the middle, which many people light on Christmas. That's like
Christmas Eve,
the Christ candle, or the candle that recognizes that Christmas has arrived. And then there's three other candles.
Yeah.
And do we want to talk about those three other candles?
Yeah, let's light them.
Oh,
Jack gets to read about the first one.
I'll light the first one here, and Jack is going to read about the first one. Go ahead, Jack. First one.
We light this candle as a sign of our hope.
As a sign of our hope. All right. We bought the kind that doesn't actually light. These are...
They actually light.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. And the second one?
We light these candles, the candle of hope and the candle of peace.
This one is the candle of
peace.
And?
You get to light that.
Oh, I get the joy candle. This is the candle of joy. So we light this candle because we're joy-filled and joyful. And it would be week three that we would light this one. I believe we're on week two. This is now approaching week three, so we would have lit this Sunday.
And I get to read that part in my church this Sunday.
Oh, that's cool. And then this one.
The last one is, we light these candles to declare that unto us the Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord.
So, that's the Advent wreath. And that is one of the memories I have of church and having families come up each Sunday and lighting those candles, and all again in preparation for Christmas.
For Christ's coming.
For Christ's coming. And we'll talk more about that this weekend. Yes, we should, shouldn't we? It's appropriate. And so we'll talk more about that this weekend. Anyways, thank you guys for joining us. Jack, my mom, me, and we'll see you sometime soon.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Can we blow out the candles?
Blow them out.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.